Well, good evening. It's good to see everybody that's here this evening in person. Glad to have you with us on all of our social media platforms there, whether you're on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter. Be sure to heart, like, share, subscribe, follow us, do all those things. Welcome to those who are on our phone live streaming. There are some times that we have been having some issues with the internet here. It's not an issue with you there. It's not an issue per se online. It is here that it keeps breaking the connection there. And so we're working on that and trying to fix and find where that place is. So if you should happen to notice that, usually it shows up on YouTube more than it does on Facebook. I looked back at the Facebook one today and it was a complete broadcast there. But sometimes that happens on YouTube. So let us know if you see that kind of thing. That way we can kind of help to narrow it down what is actually causing that here in the sanctuary. So I want to encourage you, if you're at home and you have access to our church website, go to highlandbaptistchurch.com. It's under the info tab that you can download the worship bulletin. These are around in the sanctuary and at the doors. You've also got the children's worship bulletins in the windowsill to my right. That's also under the info tab, one for ages 7 and up, one for ages 3 and up. So be sure to take a look at those. And then also under that info tab is the prayer list. So be sure to take a moment to get that downloaded. So just want to make sure you have that. I think there are a few up here on the front, and the rest of them are on the table out in the foyer. And then also just want to encourage you to do your online giving there at home. If you've not done that yet, go to highlandbaptistchurch.com, go to the far right hand side, click the Give Online tab there, and you can do your online giving there real easy. You can do that from here in person too on your devices, or you can do that with the envelopes that are in the pews in front of you. The yellow envelopes are for the Golden Offering for Tennessee Missions. You can do that also on that website. Also, just want to remind you about the missions emphasis for our Golden Offering for Tennessee Missions. We have our goal of $4,055. I want to encourage you to keep praying about giving towards that and what God would have you to do with that. And then also, we are doing this month our Christmas backpacks. If you're interested in grabbing one of those tonight, I'll be glad to give that to you. And all you're doing is just filling it with some things that kids would like for Christmas. We have put some school supplies in them the last few years, but we don't want to overload it with just school supplies. That can be part of it, but we want to put some things in it that the kids would enjoy getting for Christmas. And those will be collected later this month, October the 20th through the 22nd. We've usually done about 30-ish or so of those, or 40. And so just if you're interested in that, let me know. We've got some backpacks that are here. We'll be getting some more that'll be coming in. And then we'll give you some more instruction on what you may need to do to fill those backpacks. Last year, the backpacks we did, normally they go to the division of the state of our convention that they're given in. If we give them in Middle Tennessee, those bags will stay in Middle Tennessee to underprivileged kids throughout Middle Tennessee. Last year, because of the hurricane, all those got sent to East Tennessee. So it was a wonderful opportunity for us to bless those kids there too. And then just want to remind you, don't forget about the Guardians. That's coming up on Saturday, 6 o'clock. There's no cost. It's just a love offering that we're doing. So help us spread the word. That information is on all our social media platforms. Be sure to share that with others. If you've not heard the Guardians, I'd encourage you to go to YouTube and search the Guardians there. You'll be wonderfully blessed by them. And so I encourage you to come this Saturday. We do have some of the 75th anniversary napkins that are still available. We don't have any of the bags, as we said this morning, but they're out here on the table. If you want to take some of those or you want to share those with others, if you just want to keep some for a keepsake, feel free to take the time and do that. So let's go ahead and begin our service and go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our service, and then Brother Mike can come and lead us in our hymn. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the many blessings that you've given to us. We ask, Heavenly Father, for you to be with us tonight as we look at your word in the book of Hebrews. I pray that you'll speak to us in a powerful way. Father, I pray that your word would be alive and powerful and sharp to pierce our hearts. Father, I pray that you'll bring, help people to hear the gospel message, that you'll bring people who are lost to faith in Christ. Father, I pray that you'll just continue to have your hand upon our church in all that we are doing. Help us to stay in the center of your will, doing what you would have us to do to bring glory to your name by sharing the gospel with those who are lost and discipling those who are believers. And so, Father, we pray that you would continue to impress upon our hearts what we would give to the Golden Offering for Tennessee Missions. Father, I pray that you'll lay that blessing upon us and that you will bless us financially, that we might be a blessing to these wonderful ministries that we are supporting each and every Sunday as a part of our tithes and offering, as well as the special offering that we do for the Golden Offering for Tennessee Missions. So bless our service tonight. We give everything we have and everything we are to you, and we ask for your will to be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I know a Sunday or two, it may have been a Sunday or two ago, we were talking about stand up for Jesus, and you had to stand to sing it. Tonight, I want to sing Standing on the Promises, and you can't sit for that one either. Promises of God, one of the things you can depend on, he's going to fulfill that promise. Miss Rima, Standing on the Promises, 335.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Thank you.
All right. Well, take your Bibles tonight and turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1 down through verse 13. We're going to begin sort of near the middle of that, down halfway, a little more than halfway, almost to the end there. Verse 10 down to verse 12 is what we're going to read as we begin, because that's the crux of the message, that the central part that we want to take a look at, although the whole chapter here has to deal with this better covenant. If you'll remember what we've been talking about in the book of Hebrews, the writer of the book of Hebrews has been telling those Jewish New Testament believers that Jesus is better. He's better than everything. He's better than the old sacrificial system. He's better than the religious system. He's better than their priests. He's better than their prophets. He is the ultimate. And that's what we see tonight, that as the high priest, he is a better covenant for us also. And that's what we're going to look at here in chapter 8. So let's stand as we read God's word in honor of his word. Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 10 down through verse 12. For this is the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and so I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for your word tonight. I pray, God, that again, that your word will speak to our hearts. I pray that it'll be an encouragement for those of us who are believers, Lord, to know and to understand from this passage that Jesus is better than the Old Testament covenant, the new covenant that he has brought about through his precious blood and his body that was sacrificed on the cross for our sins is better for us tonight. Lord, that we don't have to work for our salvation. It's already been paid for. We don't have to take the punishment. Christ has already taken the punishment for us. And so we ask, Lord, that you would bless this word. May it be an encouragement to us to be more bold, to be stronger in our faith and our walk with you. And we just pray, God, that you will use it in a powerful way to speak to our hearts, especially to those who are lost. And we ask these things in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Let me ask you this. Have you ever signed a contract? Most of us have. You signed a contract when you bought your house. You sign a contract when you take out a loan for a vehicle. Sometimes when you're signing those contracts, it seems like you're signing your life away, doesn't it? There's so many papers that you're having to sign. You know, contracts define the responsibilities you have, the responsibility the lender has, or whatever the contract may involve. It defines the responsibilities, it defines the promises, what each promises to do. It defines also the consequences of each. And you know, breaking one clause of a contract, the whole thing can fall apart. Now imagine that a contract was never designed to last forever. It was put in place only until something better came along. Well, that's exactly how the Bible describes the old covenant that God made with Israel out of Mount Sinai. It was a holy, good, and it was given by God, but it was temporary. It exposed sin.